Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at Pacific Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect Lionel companion Blair to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to the doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression. And we're both happy about that. Right, Lena? I'll take that as a yes.
Working for someone.
Dig
the
See
what
he
can do for you.
At
mentalhealthcareworks.org.
Thousands of
American psychiatrists.
Semi for news.
Lexi
spent more than 6 years
in foster
care. On the music of the star. For New Year's Eve.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation.
Which is
Lexi now has a forever family and a foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to health care, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. 3 Madison locations, or order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, what makes tonight different than any other night? Well, I'll tell you, it's New Year's Eve. And tonight we have a special 2-hour broadcast of Live in the Lair with Bautagina, and it's all made possible by the Aaron Weber. Thanks, Aaron. And Bautagina is a genre-bending band from southeastern Wisconsin. And since 2017, the Psychedelic Punk Quartet has been building a loyal following, playing clubs and festivals across the Midwest, bringing together music lovers from all walks of life to dance, groove, and connecting each other through the power of music. Bautagina is guitarist Brian Budniak, bassist Alex Nina, keyboardist Kyle Magnuson, drummer Daniel Fouts. Happy New Year. You are listening to Bautagina Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. This first tune is called Mozilla. Let's see if all our technology works. Check out the band. Here on Maxis Radio, we are local music.
Mary, Mary.
And Margaret.
And he shows it.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Only what? Just a jackknife has my key there. And he keeps it, keeps it, keeps it out of sight. On the shot.
Very nice. Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music. Voted Cheetahs Live in the lane.
We are live, Jimmy.
We are live. Hey, guys, how does that sound to you? I mean, we got dialed in almost, I think, at the end there, didn't we?
On the sidewalk.
Well, we're going to have them talking to these microphones.
Your heart's a oozing like someone sneaking.
We are
looking.
It's a good thing we have 2 hours to figure this out, Jimmy. Well, you know, that's the nice thing about the live radio. Sometimes it throws you a little bit of gremlins and stuff like that. But love the intro. The beginning music there is so good.
Bubba, wait, dear.
Bubba,
get
your little
cosmic space
fog. Cosmic space fog. All right, well, that was perfect to use as kind of a soundtrack. Now, the last time you guys were on the show back in February, you were competing for a slot at the Summer Camp Festival. Did you guys win? You won that competition. You did the show. Tell us how that went.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
And we brought Party Bus for the people.
You know what? That was never released. That's
now that
a screen
you guys
test.
That up, I actually remember that.
This young lady and
bus.
Margaret from Lake County, Illinois.
There are girls
we had a bunch of our fans just
right
coming out of Lake County
about
the show, so they actually chipped in and
to kiss me a few.
We had about 50 people.
Oh, those girls.
Yeah, so they phoned in while we were in the station.
That's Rosie Kyle's fiance.
I've got a lot of living to do.
Oh, yes.
And there's one. For tasting there's Cadillacs, all shiny and new. Gotta move, cause time is a waste, and there's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, places to go, and people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it, and it's all waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
So what is the meaning?
To go and people to see everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you'd know it, and it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living, such a lot of living.
Marty Page.
And, you know, how did you get to this moment? What's your journey?
Excuse me.
We had another drummer, Ken Slam.
Have you ever been in Schenectady? No, I never was in Schenectady. Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face. Someplace yourself. No, it's always been right here. Right on top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh, no, I've never been on television. See, is it our hope?
All right. If I join you, I'll just drop in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What
sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Get to be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray. Gray metal things with what's it called sticking out on the side. Oh, you an airline pilot?
I've been pretty high in my time. Did you ever have any close calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up.
Foster Brooks is brilliant.
It's okay to be
here
picky,
he is. He's
though,
got a great baritone voice.
Especially when it's your heart and you're trying to get across to people.
Foster Brooks.
Well, who are your influences?
Himself.
Who are the inspirations behind Botticino? There's so
many. Talking to Why do I love you?
first laid eyes on you.
Ella Mae Morris, and this is Mel Blanc.
Merry Christmas! Rudolph, how many times must I remind you? If you have to stop quickly, just tell me and we'll all pull over. Well, we're here, we might as well deliver our message. Let me see, how can I put this? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, it's not Irving Berlin, but I like the sound of it. Anybody else want to show some Christmas spirit, Tweety?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We wish you a Merry
very
Christmas.
Nice. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We
wish
you
a Merry Christmas.
Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a loony new year.
Very nice. Very
nice. Now,
specified what to do. Let a world-renowned tenor get to dispense them with a Christmas spirit. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding. Oh, bring us a...
Yeah, we wanted to get,
just what the heck is a figgy pudding anyway? All right, who threw that figgy pudding? Who's the figgy flinger? Tasty, though. Yummers.
We, I say we won't go until we get some.
We won't go until we get some.
We won't go until we get some.
Ooh, that's what's up.
You know, for Looney Tunes, you certainly do sing well. And by the way, can you push start a sleigh?
That's your song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Looney New Year. Good tidings to you, wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Looney.
Thank God for credit.
Listen to me, honey.
There's no doubt for it.
Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a £5 box of money. Now, there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm going to think of you. But at the same time, that will change the pay my rent, you see? Now, money isn't everything. There's no two
Alex,
ways about it, but while we're here, San Diego. It's much better with than without it.
So,
really, I can be real good and not do nothing funny. If you do like I ask you, stop me right on Christmas night. Try me, try me. Try me on that money. Just try me on it. Santa, can you hear me? You listen to everything I'm asking about? Listen, Santa dear, the new year. Oh, it would be so bright and sunny. Just bring me that little simple thing I've been speaking to you about. Like that, and maybe a 5-pound box of money. That's all, that's all. It would be so heavenly and help me meet both ends. Yes, indeed. What old Pearl really needs is that 5-pound box of tin. How much can it weigh? I ask you, how much? I don't want the whole money tree. What good is that big thing to me? You keep the branches. You can keep the trunk and the roots. Because all that I want is just a little bit of the fruit. So if you want to be sure, I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try to start me off on Christmas night with a 5-pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bag while I'm begging. Because, I mean, I'll catch you next year. You know, people go out and sometimes you don't see them no more. So bring the money. Santa! Now, what I want with this diamond? You kidding?
So, how do you figure on the naughty tonight scale, Daffy old pal?
At risk.
Well, since nobody's perfect, guess I ought to stockpile a little insurance here. Nothing like a fifth of little holiday bash to make up for a couple of little past indiscretions. Forgive and forget. That's what I always say. Sometimes. So, here's some sodas and a nice big bag of pretzels. The limit here at Daffy's Holiday Fest. Come and get
our next ones are in April. These kids get together and practice, and then we go out and perform and get out to the community and do some outreach.
All I want for Christmas is more than a duck ever got before. Gimme caboodles and oodles and oodles, and soon all my loodles slide out the door. I hope Santa brings a real truckload. It won't toss it into his sleigh. This Christmas I want a real duckload to put the hall in holiday. Hey, hey, hey! Oh, tis better to give than receive, they say. I know you've heard that before. I'll give my advice, and that is, it's nice to get more, more, more. Woo-hoo! Let's put the pedal to the metal, Mr. Maestro.
Sure,
all I want for Christmas is more than you might give a dinosaur. I'd like a million, maybe a billion, till I'm too silly and can't keep score.
And so, that's an expensive instrument.
When Santa comes down my chimney with gifties and goodies galore, I hope he can squish in, cause I will be wishing for more. Christmas is the spirit of giving, but it's also time to learn to accept gratefully, too.
Well,
never look a gift horse in the mouth, especially without a mint to offer them. And never turn your back on a gift horse whose mouth you've just looked into, either. Yes, giving is swell, but so's learning to become a gracious receiver. And the better the giving, the more sincere the thanks.
This goes out to
Santa Claus, wherever you are. Thanks, thanks, thanks.
If yours is silver, then mine must be gold.
If yours needs a push, mine's remote controlled. If yours goes whoosh, then mine goes zoom. If yours says rat-a-tat, then mine says kaboom.
Shops in the 90s.
Very funny. It's been it is to laugh.
2001, I believe.
And when Santa comes down my chimney with gifties and goodies galore, I hope he can squish in, cause I will be wishing for more, 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 more,
Big Broadway finish here, Mr.
What was that
Music
place on East Rock Rocker here in
Madison? Wait a second.
Live music. We're going to get back to it in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Order Jada's live in the lair. 844-967-2789. If you want to call and ask a question, live in the lair on MaxSync Radio.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the onion. On MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Sure, the wholesalers
want to be
that means many people are jumping in the first
This
office.
Is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say. I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know. My arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure.
Albert, 1963, one of the most depressing movies ever.
All right, let's get
ever.
Back to live music
song, sure.
In the lair with Bottichita, presented
got an Oscar,
by the Aaron Weber Group here
that
on
movie,
Radio.
Be careful if you're watching
the next song you have
Mondo
for
Kane.
Us tonight. It's called 7-Eleven Pineapple. Woof. Is this a song about convenience store swingers?
The greatest music
it
ever.
Is. Yeah.
Sometime comes
right.
out of Christmas.
No,
the big band rules supreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't take that away from us.
Goes back to back when I was in a band called Barefoot.
Here's something
Fred,
about Christmas. Francis Sauber gets serious.
The percussionist in that band is named Shane Green. His wife played.
Well, let's get some live music. Let's hear 7-Eleven Pineapple. This is Bottichita.
To Christmas.
Magic Radio.
It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces? All aglow. Whatever happened to Christmas, to the Christmas way of living? Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? Remember
Christmas. Bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing, the songs we used to know? Whatever happened to Christmas?
Her favorite movie? Wrong. It wasn't that windy picture. It was Water the Bridge a year later with Robert Taylor. It's a great New Year's Eve movie. Here's a clip. Robert Taylor and Vivian Leigh.
You gave up the candle, so I expect I made it difficult for you too.
Yes, you did, but I have my reward. It was wonderful of you to have come. Shall we go in?
All right.
It's New Year's Eve, their first date, at the Candlelight Club.
How nice you look.
Thank you.
What do dancers eat?
Oh, dull things mostly. Nutritious yet not fattening.
Oh, no, not tonight. What could you suggest that would be particularly rich and indigestible?
The grouse is very nice.
Mm-hmm. And wine. It isn't against the rules for a dancer to drink a little light wine, is it?
Well, tonight...
Good. Number 40, please.
Number 40, sir.
Ah, the ballet was beautiful.
Adam didn't think so.
Well, experts never know. It takes outsiders to know, and I tell you, it was beautiful.
That certainly proves you're an outsider.
You glad to see me again?
Yes.
I sense a reservation.
Well, I suppose there is one.
What? Why?
What's the good of it?
You're a strange girl, aren't you? What's the good of anything? What's the good of living?
That's a question, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I'm not going to let you get away with that. The wonderful thing about living is that this sort of thing can happen. In the shadow of a death raid, I can meet you and feel more intensely alive than walking around in peacetime taking my life for granted.
It's a high price to pay for it.
I don't think so.
I do. Do people have to kill each other to... give them a heightened sense of life?
That's got nothing to do with people killing each other. Either you're excited about life or you're not. You know, I've never been able to wait for the future. When I was very young, a child in fact, I climbed to the top branch of a high tree, stood like a diver, and announced to my horrified governess, now I shall take a leap into the future, and jumped. I was in the hospital for 2 months.
You should let the future catch up with you more slowly.
No, no, never. Temperament, I can't help it. Let's dance now.
What does it mean, these candles?
You'll find out.
Jimmy Bodicina, they played a lot of great shows in 2023, including summer camp. But you've also had some struggles. So tell us about the reality of playing live in a band. That's as soon as one of these guys step up to the mic.
We had about a 2 week period where we could just like dry things off. And everything was drying in my basement for probably about a week or two. Thankfully, everything worked. There was no damaged equipment. It was fantastic.
We should remember that.
So let's hear from the man behind the keyboards, Kyle Magnuson. Kyle, what is your backstory? How did you get your start in music and eventually end up in Bodicina?
That's a really good question. My parents and my whole family are all musicians and music lovers. On my mom's side, I come from a lot of family that lived on farms but played in like polka bands back in like the 40s and 50s. And yeah, believe it or not, I had a great uncle that was on the Lawrence Welk show.
No kidding.
Yeah, and yeah, so a lot of radio, polka, and stuff like that.
What was your uncle's Lawrence Welk experience like? Was that what did he do? What was his role?
So he would have been my great uncle, and I don't know if I ever got to meet him. But
did you watch the video of?
I have heard recordings, old recordings, and yeah, it was
so
it was
he was
phenomenal.
In the band.
He was in the band. Yeah. And as far as my personal start, my parents are huge music lovers. My dad is a Deadhead. Raised me on the Grateful Dead and Bob Marley and Soundgarden and all the great bands of, you know, yesteryear. And as far as playing music, I played baritone when I was about 10 in fifth grade. And then after that, I played bassoon. And I really just, when I was 12 years old, I had a really, musicianship.
What was that one song? What's that one synthesizer song?
I've been doing a lot of singing.
Yeah,
pumps
you up.
I love it. Like in general, or one of our songs?
I love it.
In general, so when I was young, I was really into Van Halen. So I love.
I love Jump.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm more inspired by guitar players.
Doesn't want to send me anything to you?
So Eddie Van Halen was
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here. Tell me you love me and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees here. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend the day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
So plays one note at a time, but... It's just a fun keyboard to solo on. Sometimes he's talking too.
Harry. You say things like that, and you make it impossible for me to hate you.
Morgan, Rhodes,
and I hate you, Harry.
It can really do anything.
I really hate you.
The talk box, I have that running through the Moog, and what you do through that is you plug the Moog into the talk box, and then the talk box itself acts as an amplifier, so you put a hose that connects to the pedals in your mouth, and you make different sounds with your mouth, just shapes, and it's kind of like a resonance chamber that you put up.
What does this song mean?
How does
I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintances be forgotten?
Yeah, so,
does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? It doesn't mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, it's about old friends.
First time we met, we hated each other.
No, you didn't hate me. I hated you.
Well, let's get
the second time we met, you didn't even remember me.
I did too. I remembered you.
The third time we met.
The next song you have for us is
called.
Oh, I was so worried.
I didn't have time to get dressed. I didn't get to sleep until 5.
I didn't sleep at all.
Now listen carefully.
Yes.
If everything goes right, and I mean for both of us, in 6 months, here, I started to write it out.
Should I read it now?
I love Dumb. Mysteries.
That's me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We got about...
You have a date, my beloved, July the 1st at 5 o'clock.
Here at the top of the hour.
But you don't say where.
Well, you name the place and I'll obey.
I don't know. I can't think. Media. We are. How about the top of the Empire State Building?
Oh, yes, that's perfect. It's the nearest thing to heaven we have in New York.
102nd floor. And don't forget to take the elevator.
No, I won't. Darling, if things don't work out...
Don't talk like that. I'm not listening.
But just in case one of
we'll
us is...
We'll both be there. Hold the thought.
Hold the thought. Take care.
Take care.
To remember. The Shaw? I wish you could have seen it. Kubey said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But, there's no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Kubey told me a young woman came into the gallery, and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Kubey to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was... Anyway, I told him to give it to her. Kubey said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and it'll be holly in my heart. One of us. Why did it have to be you?
But I don't know what it means. When all that is around you.
Cary Grant. Number Carr, 1957.
Swimming in the sea.
Leo McCurry wrote this. Here's Norman Luboff.
Fine. You can call the number. I'll keep you on the line.
She's going to meet him at the top of the first date.
It has Ethel.
Only she got hit by a taxi.
I haven't ever seen a Paul Reed Smith quite
like
that, like a hologram.
And he waited and waited.
Now tell us
and it was raining, I think.
Well,
and then she's too proud to tell him that she's...
on reverb. And this thing popped up.
And he's too proud to find out why it doesn't come.
It was,
but he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but
And the serial number is actually
so amazing when he comes to see her.
Wow.
Because
anyway,
he doesn't notice that she doesn't get up to say hello.
Right,
and he's very
sad
bitter
about how this is all I can afford.
And you think that he's just going to
sell it to me,
walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs.
He goes, sure. and then back to me. And,
so you were right.
I bought it on Reverb.
It's fine.
Wow. And, I've had it ever since. I brought. Actually,
goes,
I love this guitar. It's beautiful.
I sold the painting.
But since I've upgraded the pickups, there's a
goes to the bedroom.
Down, near me
and he looks, and he comes out, and he looks at her, and he kind of just.
Makes a Kola they know. Pickups. So I gave him all the specs of what I wanted, and I put those in there.
That's a chick's move.
And I love them. They sound. I would say so.
What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio? I got hundreds of letters from women all over the country. Desperate women.
So at this point, just because someone is looking for a nice guy, it doesn't make them desperate.
How about rapacious and love stars?
No.
It is easier to be killed by a terrorist than to find a husband after the
age. That is absolutely untrue.
It's a beautiful finish. Yeah, and it's unique because it's a spruce top.
Well, I'm not looking
for it. A lot of the PRS that you see have that flame maple. And this one just has more of an acoustic vibe to it.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to hear more music out of that guitar, plus the rest of the Bodicina coming up in just a couple of minutes. This special live 2-hour edition of Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
That's a clip from Sleeping in Sleepless in Seattle. And before that, When Harry Met Sally, with a great big band theme by Harry Connick Jr. To be you and this remembering an affair to remember. Yeah, Leo McCarey liked to tinker at the piano between scenes to get inspiration, and well, he came up with that theme. Now, what a theme! This is the music of the stars for New Year's Eve. Till 19 minutes after midnight.